Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country. I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. Tie up those sneaker laces, limber up those fingers. The race is on to find the best holiday shopping bargains. But what should we expect in 2025 shopping trends? Here's more on The Tommy Tucker Show on WWL.
Let's talk about Thanksgiving week and why it sets the tone for the entire holiday economy. Why is that? Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, Tommy, so it's Thanksgiving week. Most people are not at work. They're traveling. The kids are off of school. I thought I'd do a little bit of a lighter topic. But mm-hmm. From an economic standpoint, these next 5 weeks are some of the biggest in the economy. And so we start getting into kind of what we would like to call now casting, right? Mm-hmm. Because in essence, we're looking at week by week, day by day spending trends as economists and financial folks, because really this is what's going to define what the economy looks like going into next year as we talk about those rate cuts and everything. Mm-hmm. And some interesting numbers, about 19% of all total retail sales happen in the next 5 weeks. So that's almost a fifth of total annual spend. So it's obviously something we like to watch relatively good. Mm-hmm. So what do we look at, right? So we look at some online spending trends, foot traffic, credit and debit card volume, buy now, pay later. We've talked about that in the past. And inventory movement and stockouts. And so what I like to do when this time of year comes around is look at what we call our holiday dashboards. There's some real-time analytics that we can go out there and see, and anyone can see it. It's public data. Adobe Analytics is one. MasterCard Spending Pulse is another. So Adobe Analytics tracks online spending, shows what are consumers doing right now. And so what I did is I went and looked back at October. And so what Adobe Analytics has shown is there's about 8.2% year-over-year growth in online sales. Now, that's an impressive number. And if someone quotes that number to you, you're saying, okay, it's looking like we're going to go into a pretty hot holiday season. Mm-hmm. But remember, that's just your online number. So MasterCard Spending Pulse is a little different. That's one that shows us spending across all payment types. And what they're showing right now is about a 2 to 3% year-over-year growth number. So why are those numbers different? What it's actually showing, at least in the early days, Tommy, is that the consumer is even more so than usual moving to the online channel for their Christmas purchases. Mm-hmm. And so but an even more interesting number, so someone may quote that 2 to 3%, say that's a really good number. It looks like good, healthy growth. But, you know, as you and I have talked about before, inflation's sitting in that 2 to 3% range. So what that actually means when you peel it back is consumers are still spending, but they're not buying more. They're just paying more for those things that they would have bought last year, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I like to caution everyone going in to be careful when you read some of those articles going into the holiday season that say, oh, 8% growth, because you really got to peel it back a little bit and truly understand what that is, right? And so it's, in general, right now, it looks like we have a healthy consumer who's very active. They're somewhat cautious. Spending is steady. Prices are higher. And at least right now, what we're seeing up till today is that online's taking the growth, right? It's even more so than usual, we're shifting to online for these types of purchases.
So you deal with a lot of businesses. How important are the holidays to businesses to make their year?
It's incredibly important, Tommy, especially our local businesses. And so I always like to encourage everyone, especially during the holiday season, go out, make sure you support your small businesses locally, because for them, it may be more than a fifth of their annual sales. So, and another thing, a lot more local businesses have started doing gift cards as a method. And that's a great way to just get the cash to those businesses so that they can see the cash flow, and also encourage some folks after this holiday season to maybe go somewhere they never went before. So that's a pretty big one for everyone. And I always encourage everyone to do that.
So go ahead.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, so the other thing I look at, and you know, I think everyone's figured out over the years that I've been on here a little bit, that I'm a numbers nerd. And so travel is always a big indicator. So I travel every year for Thanksgiving, right? So later this week, I'll be doing some traveling, and I like to call it my Jason Economic Index, right? I like to look at how many people are on the road. When I go to Buc-ee's, how many parking spots are available? How many people are in? I'd like to think that my wife doesn't get annoyed by it, but I think she does. This is the greatest insight you can see, because if people are on the roads, and if people are buying things, and if people are out doing those things, those are great indications for the economy. So it's always just a fascinating time for those of us in the business, because we just like to see what's going on. And if you've watched this year over year, those feet on the ground analytics are always interesting things. Mm-hmm. And so So what does that really mean for the consumers right now? Well, what it really means is the retailers and everyone who sell these items watch these dashboards just as much as those of us who are economic nerds. And they adjust their sales, and they adjust everything based on that number. If they see spending slowing for some reason, they will do a big sale. If they see spending going up, they know that they can actually cut those sales back. What I like to tell everyone is don't overanalyze it when it comes to the holiday season, but, you know, pay attention, because with real-time analytics now and real-time pricing these days, sales will come, but they're instantaneous. They're not like they were back in the day. Black Friday is not the event of the holiday season anymore, right? There's Cyber Monday and all those various other things, or there could just be, it's Wednesday and we're overstocked on this thing, so let's cut this price. So I always encourage everyone to make watch lists for those items that they're looking for, especially those big ticket ones. And when you see that price trend on the lower side, go ahead and make a jump, right? But there's no need to jump in early. And the other thing I also like to tell folks is lots of credit cards or debit cards have payment protection type things if a price goes down, or most of these retailers will also have a return window. So even after you've bought that big ticket item, whatever it is, the electronics item or whatever, if you see it go on sale, get in touch with that retailer. See if you could just return it and buy it back again. Get that cash back in your pocket. Don't just forget about it now that you bought it and get upset because it went on sale. You were absolutely within that remedy window right now.
And even if you don't want to negotiate, just bring it back and buy it again, right? If they'll take
That's it, man. That is, yeah. Just happen to return it and buy it right back from the return desk, which I'm not ashamed to say I haven't done before.
Well, there you go. You can go stand in line, whatever you want to do, or get it online, whatever's the best deal. So the takeaway from this, Jason, is what? Pick your spot.
Yeah, pick those items that you want to get. Watch closely. Don't feel the need to impulsively buy things. And just watch those prices, because the retailers are watching this just as closely as we are. And none of us can confidently make a prediction of what we think the holiday season is. But we're in what we like to call the now casting mode, Tommy. So we're going to watch this every week. We're going to see what consumer spending is going to do. And it's going to impact a lot of the decisions that are made over the next 5 weeks.
Very valuable information. Travel safely, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
And get some stuff at Buc-ee's. Jason Shields, financial insight you can count on. Jason's the Chief Operating Officer of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company.
When's the best time to get a good deal? Here's more perspective on holiday shopping from WWJ News Radio.
Well, hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But hasn't already, the holiday shopping season will begin in earnest after Thanksgiving with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. What kind of shopping season should we expect? Joining us live is Ari Schwader, an award-winning teacher of economics and more at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. And Ari, thanks for being with us today. You just heard the one economic expert saying that don't wait. If you see deals, you should take advantage of them now. Is that your feeling?
Yeah, great to be here, and thanks for having me, Greg. Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting year, shopping year this year. Certainly, consumers are starting to feel the pinch of some of those increase in prices due to tariffs and other things. And so there is some evidence out there that they're definitely going to be seeking out deals this year.
Now, you know, traditionally we have said that Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, is the busiest shopping day of the year. I guess that is no longer true, is it?
You're right. It is no longer necessarily that one day that's the biggest day of the year. You know, the real story is sort of Black November, you might call it. In fact, I saw a stat that 38% of shoppers actually started before Halloween, so we're creeping back into October. The other big trend, of course, is online shopping. All of us, myself included, have started buying more stuff online and on our phones than we are in sales. And just last year, in fact, we had a flip where more was spent on phones, on mobile sales, than was in stores.
And yeah, Amazon, for example, they do their Prime Days long before, the Black Friday. So is there really any evidence anymore, Ari, that I'm going to get a better price on Friday than I can get right now?
I don't think it's necessarily universally true. There's still certainly some deals that are out there on that Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, but lots of sales that are happening all over the place, from spreading from Halloween all the way into December. So not necessarily that Friday is the best day to make your purchases.
Yeah, there used to be all these crazy stories. People would line up, in the middle of the night and try to get a free coffee pot or something that they would have for you. That doesn't really happen.
And now we're all just clicking on our phone. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Now, hasn't there been a little bit of a pushback against this? You're talking, obviously, we all shop on Amazon and Target and Walmart websites, but it seems like that there's been a return to more brick and mortar. It seems like maybe more people are preferring to go back to retail, especially to small business, because the whole mantra of shop local is very important to communities, isn't it?
It is, and we've definitely heard a lot of people talking about that, but I don't know that it's actually showed up in the numbers yet. A lot of the projections that we've seen, both looking at last year's data and then what people are estimating for this year, is that in-store sales are expected to be pretty flat, whereas online sales are booming. You know, they're going to be up something in about the 14% range. So people certainly talk about it, but I think there's just that gravitational pull of the ease, both of, getting the stuff shipped to your door, and also just you can often find better prices online than you can in the store. So we'll see what happens this year.
One thing, that has done my heart good is to see the return of things like bookstores, which people predicted, the death of those years ago. A lot of bookstores went out of business, and they seem to be coming back. So have you seen evidence that people are actually, wanting a real book that you can hold in your hand instead of reading something on a Kindle?
I think perhaps there is, and I'm with you in loving going to bookstores, and so I'm happy that that trend has existed, and there's a couple of bookstores near me that are still around that I enjoy visiting. There certainly is some, and there's certainly a segment of consumers that like going to the stores and, like being able to hold the physical book or try the thing out before they buy it. So I don't think that physical stores are going to go away entirely. I think it's incumbent on the stores a little bit to try to differentiate themselves from the online experience. They can't just compete on having better prices. And certainly with such fast shipping we have nowadays, they can't just compete on being able to get the thing to you quickly. So they have to do something else. They have to create an experience or special events or some sort of service or the community that the store offers to really draw shoppers in. And so I think stores are starting to be able to do that.
Certainly, we have seen the decline, or in some cases, the demise of the shopping mall that a lot of us grew up in, hanging out at the mall. That doesn't seem to happen anymore. But it does seem that more stores are coming back, maybe to downtown areas. And as you say, trying to create an experience with the whole holiday feel of that, which you can't get online.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we have seen the decline of the mall, certainly in the last 10 years or so. And retail in general, I think, is struggling a bit out there, in-store retail. It's estimated that retailers are on track this year to close about 15,000 stores nationally, which is a big increase over previous years.
This is a make-it-or-break-it time for retailers, we always hear. How important is the holiday season for a retailer? Is this the bulk of their business for the year?
For a lot of retailers, it is. For a lot of retailers, this is the bulk of their business for the year, so it can be a make-it-or-break-it time. And I think retailers this year are expecting to see okay sales. It's not going to be a blockbuster year with gigantic amounts of growth, but I don't think it's going to be a total disaster either. So I think that's what retailers are expecting, or at least hoping for, and hopefully that's what they're planning for also.
And finally, what do you think are going to be the big sellers this year? You mentioned phones and electronics. Is that still one of the hot items?
Yeah, I mean, I think recently those always have been. I don't have a good read on what the hot toy of the year is going to be. So don't have any deep insights in that. And we're going to have to wait and see what happens come end of December, early January.
All right. And any forecast? Do you think it's going to be up from last year?
I think sales overall will probably grow a bit this year. Most guesses are somewhere in the 2.5% to 3.5% growth year over year range, which is good. Not quite as strong growth as we've seen in previous years. A lot of that is actually going to be due just to increase in prices. So the actual quantity of purchases this year may not grow by as much as in previous years. The big story this year, I think, is going to be differences in income levels. We're definitely seeing higher income households are feeling fine. Their income is growing, and lower and middle income households are struggling a bit more. Consumer sentiment among those households is sort of flat or down. And so they may be cutting back or looking for deals a bit more this year.
All right. Thanks for the insight, as always, Ari. And you have a happy holiday season, too.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Just in time for the holidays, OpenAI is introducing a new tool for ChatGPT users to help them find the perfect gift. Natalie, ChatGPT was already able to answer some shopping-related questions. So how is this different? Is it more personalized?
Yeah, so OpenAI said it has released a specific shopping tool that will ask follow-up questions and also draw answers from reviews from what it considers higher quality websites that might, prevent, paid marketing or sort of, sponsor reviews from showing up and influencing what it recommends.
So how does it come up with recommendations? I mean, do you have to put in there and I say, I have a 59-year-old woman who is impossible to shop for?
Yes, and so it will probably ask you more follow-up questions after that. Let's say if you're looking for, let's say for a couch, for an apartment, and you might not have specified, you know, budget or size. And so the first thing it will follow up is like in quiz format. Do you have a particular budget? Do you have a color preference? So these are some of the follow-up capabilities that it has that is not available in your regular text interaction with ChatGPT.
So it has to know the kind of follow-up questions to ask before it comes up with the recommendations, right?
Yes. So from our demo that we've tried in last week, we were able to see that it asks pretty basic follow-up questions like budget, color preference, or how much space you have for that object, for that item. And then it will come up with 10 to 15 suggestions as like a quick follow-up saying, is this what you're looking for? And users can sort of answer, show me more of this or not interested to further guide the model. And then after a couple of minutes, it will give its, you know, final personalized buyer's guide, if you will. So this will take a couple of more minutes than your usual ChatGPT search.
Okay, so is there somebody making a commission off of these sales if I buy something?
No, so ChatGPT or OpenAI is not yet monetizing this feature. They are saying it's meant for to help people discover new items faster. And this is also separate from their instant checkout feature where you can like buy directly within the app. So right now it's separate. But we're definitely seeing OpenAI and other competitors move into this direction in search of a newer revenue stream.
So you tried it out, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what do you think?
So it does take a long time. And to OpenAI's point, they did point out some shortcomings that I think might not replace the entire, you know, shopping experience yet, which can be sometimes serendipitous, and there's an art to it because you might know, you know, what your loved one really likes, and you might not need to go through a tool like this. And so so there are certain shortcomings, like it's not 100% able to identify like true objective or real user reviews. And so I personally like doing a lot of research myself. And so maybe it could be a tool that, you know, is a good starting point.
For somebody who doesn't have a lot of time.
Yes, maybe that could be, you know, could be your tool if you're short on time.
When you tried it out, did you use it on yourself or somebody that you knew? And I wondered how close did it get to coming to what this person really likes?
So so I tried it at a briefing by the company, and there were a lot of reporters there, and we were trying to look for a necklace that a fellow reporter had at the time, and it came pretty close to finding a similar necklace that she was wearing, and she took a photo of it and fed it to the feature. So it did take a while for it to find it, but it
thank
gave
you for
a couple
listening
that
to On Deadline,
similar.
Your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.